The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
So it's really amazing how the transgender ideology has just boomed here in the last couple of years or so. It's hard not to find a coincidence with the pandemic when all kinds of people were alone, left to their own devices, literally and figuratively, looking at their TikTok stuff, deciding that they were lonely and needed a community, and maybe the trans community was it. That's just a thought. But fortunately, we're seeing countries like the UK ban some of these puberty blockers from kids. This needs to happen. This does not, if you agree with that, you are not a bigot. You are not a transphobe. In fact, our guest today, well, she transitioned as a young person. And now she has since detransitioned, and she has become quite the activist for her cause. Before we go any further, please let me ask you to hit the subscribe button, whether you're on Apple or Spotify or Rumble, wherever you are, YouTube. Just hit subscribe. Keep us in your inbox. We talk to so many really cool people, and not the people that you're going to see on every other show. Like today, Laura Becker was in an abusive environment as a child. Really abusive. And thus had mental health issues. And somehow became convinced she should transition from female. No, I shouldn't say that. Transition from boy to from girl to boy on the gender spectrum, right? Born a female, she thought becoming a boy would change everything for her. Double mastectomy, cross hormone therapy, all of it. And now she's really taken back her life in a remarkable way. Laura Becker's been on this show before. She has kind of rocketed to a little bit of stardom here as one of the detransitioners willing to speak out on this issue. So it is always our pleasure to have her with us on the show. Laura Becker, you want to hear from her because she makes this very simple. This is not about transphobia. This is about helping children, helping people through gender dysphoria, not having to cut off their breasts or any other body parts to do so. Listen to Laura Becker. She is next.
Welcome to the Michelle Tafoya podcast.
You know, after a long day, no one wants to spend an hour in the kitchen making dinner. Well, how about quick and easy barbecue? No, I'm not talking about takeout. I'm talking juicy steaks, succulent chicken or fish, and healthy grilled veggies cooked on your own Solaire infrared gas grill. Solaire grills are the hot, fast grills that heat up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. True. And that heat locks in juices and flavor and grills your food faster. It's a veteran-owned company, multi-generational family business, and each Solaire grill is made in the USA out of quality commercial-grade stainless steel. It will be the last grill you ever need to buy. Visit besthotgrill.com for their free guide, how to choose the right infrared grill. For apartment balconies to backyard entertainment areas, that's besthotgrill.com. With a hot, fast Solaire infrared gas grill, you'll want to grill every single day. Get your free guide at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com. Laura Becker, welcome back. I'll tell you, from the last time we spoke, your Twitter feed looks very different. The new background, you've got a website, you've got a book coming out. Congratulations. This has become your life's work now, hasn't it?
Yes, it has, Michelle. I mean, you know, when life gives you some rotten lemons, you have to make some decisions about what to do with them. I feel like I've turned a lot of pretty crazy experiences into meaningful work. So that's kind of my mission at the moment.
Yeah, it's such an important one I think one of the things that I struggle with in all of this so much, Laura, is that if I say, you know, if you're born biologically male, you should not compete in women's sports and vice versa. There's a group of people out there who want to jump on me and all of us as transphobic. You've lived the life, young lady. So tell me how that is transphobic.
Well, they consider reality or anything they don't like to be transphobic. So I don't really view transphobic as a legitimate concept. I don't really believe that it's grounded in reality. And so therefore, I reject its premise entirely.
It's got to be an amazing journey. We've talked about your journey before, but to go from, you know, having the double mastectomy, doing all that you did to try to change your gender, to kind of waking up to this idea or this fact that you're a female and that's what you want to be. Where are you in the whole process since last time we spoke? What's going on?
Well, I mean, you know, I detransitioned, you know, many years ago, but that involves, you know, stopping testosterone, being like, okay, I'm not going to do any more medicalization. But it takes years and years to deprogram and realize how many myths you believed, how many illusions you were living, and then to see other people caught up in it, deprogramming, helping them deprogram. It's a continual psychological process. So I would say I'm very far along in terms of that process, but there's obviously the trauma that caused me to have the vulnerability to believe these lies to begin with. So I'm still unraveling those. But in terms of the gender stuff, I mean, I feel like I've overcome a lot of mountains so far.
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
I think you are one of the most courageous, fascinating people I've spoken to. This is a topic that is so hot right now, and it must, I'm guessing you're meeting a lot more people in your circle, because it seems to me, just from where I stand, that a lot of detransitioners are coalescing around this idea and speaking out. You spoke in front of an Iowa regarding a bill that was being passed or not passed in Iowa. So how have you found this sort of snowball to be rolling and to be gathering like-minded people together?
Well, when I first, you know, detransitioned, there was really nothing. I mean, absolutely nothing besides a couple small private, you know, Facebook groups or Reddit groups. Now we have multiple organizations, you know, forming dedicated to this, providing therapy and resources, lobbying groups, helping with lawsuits, and most importantly, detransitioners and survivors of this, you know, cult and ideology reaching out to each other, helping. And there really is a community now. It's a community based in truth and healing and just, you know, reclaiming our lives. So I've seen crazy momentum in the last just like 2 years in terms of breaking this onto, you know, the larger media scale, and as well as just helping each other and actually having resources to do that.
Well, and it's interesting too, because there's a cooperation, it seems to me, between detransitioners and those who, you know, don't agree with this cult, as you, I think, aptly named it. And then this other group of people, sort of led by the Riley Gaines of the world, who are saying you can't have trans women compete against biological women in sports. So there's almost a unifying thing here between these two groups. How would you describe that?
Well, the broader umbrella term is gender critical, which is, you know, there's branches of feminism and then just branches of everyday people that are critical of this gender ideology, which is a subset of woke ideology. So the gender critical movement is vast. Not everyone's a feminist. There's men and women, all different ages and backgrounds coming together to say, no, we are going to stand up for women having their own spaces, children being protected, vulnerable adults having proper mental health care, et cetera, et cetera.
When you did use the word cult, Laura, why do you choose that word?
Well, the name of my book is Surviving the Trans Myth, and because there's so many different myths to dispel, but a possible working title that I had for a while was Surviving the Trans Cult, because it really is a cult ideology. There is an authoritarian ideology. There's control of thought, control of language, control of behavior, groupthink. There's so many similarities that I will go into in the book, but I think it's important to call it a cult because there's a myth around in popular culture that it's just a legitimate, you know, lifestyle choice, or it's just a legitimate, you know, form of healthcare. And those are insidious lies because there's obviously extreme damage being done to children, families, and adults, you know, throughout society. So I want to use very purposeful language in saying, no, this is something that is unhealthy, it's abnormal, and it needs to stop.
I mean, you're very clear about it. You do not tiptoe around this, which I really appreciate. Yesterday, one of my kids goes to a hospital here in the Midwest where I live. And I got an email from them yesterday inviting us to some sort of fundraiser. This was on the heels, Laura, of seeing one of their doctors on TikTok or Insta or wherever I saw it, saying that it's really important that you do not misgender children because it can be so emotionally damaging for them. And, you know, we've got to protect trans children. It seems to me that children are really being targeted by this ideology. And that is despicable. Why are they going after children?
Well, I mean, children are the most vulnerable in society. They're easily susceptible to ideology. And a lot of the adults that are perpetrating this have a fantasy of what life might have been like if they were children growing up. And maybe they're a trans-identified adult and they have a fantasy about that their life would have turned out better if they had medicalized. But the point is that it is a fantasy that they're projecting onto other people's children. They feel an entitlement over other people's children. There's a disintegration of parental rights and understanding that the family is the lifeblood of society, not the teachers, the politicians, the doctors, these other adults, activists that try to come in and target these children. So it is a purposeful separation between child and family.
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
Well, you know me, I'm big free speech absolutist, right? Big into free speech. First Amendment, you got it. More ideas always. Let sunlight be the best disinfectant. Well, this also applies to money, because at the very heart of our democracy here in the United States lies that sacred free speech principle that we hold dear. It is the cornerstone that supports every other freedom that we cherish. But here we are in a digital age, and discussions about our wealth, our rights, and our future, well, they're being silenced. They're being overshadowed in mainstream narratives. And that's leaving a lot of people feeling voiceless in conversations crucial to our financial independence and security. And this is where Wealth Protection Research steps in. Wealth Protection Research. It is armed with a mission that's never been more critical. Wealth Protection Research is not a financial advisory firm. They are defenders of free speech, committed to giving a voice to the silenced. Wealth Protection Research tirelessly seeks out financial experts. Now, these are the voices that challenge the prevailing narratives, especially as we try to get through these seas of uncertainty that are the 2024 election. Wealth Protection Research has created a 2024 election wealth protection report. This free report highlights the three best ideas for protecting and growing your money heading into the 2024 election. It contains ideas that the mainstream media isn't going to touch, and listeners can get it completely free. Just text the word ideas to 76626 to claim your free copy. If you believe in the sanctity of free speech and the importance of financial freedom, do this now. Text ideas, IDEAS, to 76626 to get your free copy of this 2024 election protection report. It's time to widen the scope of what we're told, to hear ideas that the establishment doesn't think you can handle, but you can, and to take control of our financial destinies. Text ideas to 76626 to claim your free copy. It's been interesting. We had that national, happened to fall on Easter Sunday, International Trans Awareness Day, I don't know, or Visibility Day. Forgive me for not identifying it properly. The Joe Biden administration decided to acknowledge it with a proclamation. They didn't have to do that. I don't think they do that for every single day that is named a day, but they did it. It's a very DEI administration. It's a very woke administration. But it's been a little, I don't know if sad's the right word, Laura, but frustrating for me to see mature gay people supporting, protect trans kids. We love trans kids. It's all about trans kids. And to me, and this is not, these are not trans people saying this. These are just all kinds of people saying protect trans kid, love trans kids. I just don't understand how we have come to, even a small portion of our society has come to this point where we believe that kids know that they're trans before they're 12 years old. How did we get here?
Well, that's one of the major myths, if not the major myth, that there is such thing as a transgender child. And there's this, it's a spiritual ideology. It's a spiritual body modification cult, as I call it, because there's a belief that there's a gender soul, a gender identity inside a child. The child is the most pure form of human being, right? We look at a child as an innocent kind of vessel. And so if a child comes and declares a transgender identity or a trans soul, the cult members will say, oh, this is their, proclamation of their gender soul, and we must liberate this soul. And so it is a very spiritual delusion. But they use language that ties it into other kind of traditional liberal values, like just being gay or having, empathy or love or kindness or acceptance. So they'll code it in euphemisms. But what it really is they have a dogmatic belief in a gender soul that they want to liberate from the flesh, which will then mean the brutal steps of medicalization, putting a puberty suppressing drug to stunt bodily development, sexual development. So that's the reality of what happens, but it's coded in this euphemistic language that appeals to the progressive, pathos.
Let's talk about these puberty blocking drugs. The studies now are starting to come out, Laura, yeah, and I'm sure you've seen them, that these are not reversible, these puberty blockers, that the effects are not reversible. You don't just stop them and then all of a sudden, puberty starts normally again. The studies are coming out. There have been bans on these drugs over in the UK. I hope other countries follow. I'm sure this is nothing new to you since you experienced it personally. How have you, when you took the puberty blockers, how have you experienced their damage long term?
Well, I was never on puberty blockers.
Oh,
I was
apologies.
On cross-sex hormones.
Okay. So what is the difference? Forgive me.
So puberty blockers are a drug that they originally gave to pedophiles to suppress their sex drive. But they give them to children when they're around about to start, secondary sex characteristic development. And so it stunts their brain development, their bone development, their psychosocial and sexual development. And they give them to them as children versus cross-sex hormones are testosterone and estrogen. They give that to a child or young adult to then rapidly develop secondary sex characteristics. So I took testosterone. It lowered my voice. It caused permanent facial hair growth. And long term, if I would have stayed on it, thankfully I didn't, I would have had to have a hysterectomy because it's too high of a level of testosterone in the body. It causes vaginal atrophy. So I would have had to have my uterus removed. And they give that to females who want to mimic the opposite sex.
So it's no surprise to you, I'm sure, that these things are damaging. And that, yeah. How do you see the United States? How do I put this? Where are they in this cycle of coming around to, you know what? Maybe kids shouldn't have this stuff.
So I think we've seen an amazing precedent set in the UK.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be more complicated over here in the US because each state has its own, opinions and precedents, and it's very difficult to get every single state legislator to be in accordance with anything. And obviously very difficult to get a federal ban instituted. I think that we've already seen a lot of states setting precedents that they're going to ban these drugs and hormones and procedures for children. That's a really optimistic view. But I think there's still going to be holdout states like California and Oregon and Washington who are so inundated with the activist belief that, you know, we really are going to have a tough battle and years of battling in the courts to get that. I'm hoping that by raising more awareness, as I and my peers try to do, that people will generally start to wake up and then start questioning this more and more and more. I think they're just ignorant to what's going on in the UK and other countries. So it only takes a very short conversation to wake them up. So I ultimately feel optimistic, but it's going to take a few years.
So if you were wanting to wake someone up, as you put it, what would be your nutshell version of doing that? How would you do it? Wake up my audience, Laura.
Well, what I do is I always say, like, have you ever heard of, you know, what's going on with this trans stuff? And they're like, yeah, I'm kind of confused about that. And so I'll say, well, I'm a detransitioner, someone who thought that they were trans and then regretted it because I realized that you can't change your sex. And I was just mentally ill. And that's what's happening to children and young adults all over this country. And unfortunately, it's a big money-making business and there's no regulation on it. So they're giving very poor mental health and physical care to patients that are very vulnerable. And then patients like me are advocating for change. And so we're having these trans ban laws, as they call them. That's what I say. I say, have you ever heard of these anti-trans bills? And they'll be like, yeah, what's that about? And I'm like, well, it's people like me. It's not just random hateful bigots. It's people, patients that were harmed saying, no, we're not, we're going to demand better health care. And then I say, you know, the UK has already set precedent for banning this because they've done systematic reviews that show there isn't any positive effects from it. And so if that's really all it takes for them to be like, wow, I didn't know that. I'm sorry you went through that. And yeah, I don't think that should be happening to people.
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from Freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
I'm so glad you have a book coming out. When can we expect that?
So that's going to be released by December 2024. So later this year. It's a lot of an effort just to try to, you know, dispel all of the myths, because there's so many. But I'm very excited. There'll be an ebook, audiobook, you know, all of that to come.
Are you going to narrate the audiobook?
Of course.
Good. Some people don't narrate their own books. I wish they would. I'm glad you will. Your voice on so many levels is important. I guess let me finish with this. And this is kind of, you can tell me to go, you know, stick it where the sun doesn't shine if you don't want to answer this question. If you could turn back the clock, Laura, having experienced the stuff that was out of your control, but also make decisions differently that were in your control, what would you do differently?
Well, considering that most of my issues stem from childhood abuse, I mean, I would try to get away from my abusive family as soon as possible and, you know, try to do forms of self-healing as I later did. Really getting away from that toxic environment, whether it be the abusers in my family or the ideology or, you know, substances that I was using to self-medicate, just getting away from those negative influences so I could begin to start thinking clearly. That's what I would do. And that's the same advice that I would give to anyone who's, you know, dealing with issues. You know, you really need to get away from the negative stimulus first, have some neutrality, and then add in a replacement of a positive, you know, community or a positive coping mechanism, whatever it may be.
It's really great to catch up with you again, because you've surrounded yourself now with people of like minds. You have this community building, which I find so encouraging, and you've really honed in on all of your talking points, which is important because you're speaking in front of a lot of people.
If I'm having a book coming out, I better know my talking points.
Well, who could know them better than someone who's been through everything you've been through? I just continue to applaud you, and I'll promote you in any way that I can, because I do think ultimately this really is an ideology that is, as you said, it wants to change language. It wants to compel people to speak that language, even though it's not really actual language. It wants to compel people to go along with an ideology with which so many people think is wrong. That let these children grow up. If they have gender dysphoria, treat them from a mental health standpoint first, right?
Mm-hmm. Do the least invasive treatment possible. That's always been the medical industry standard. And for some reason, well, for not just any reason, because of the activists, now we're somehow making an exception for gender dysphoria when every other condition, physical, mental, whatever it is, we treat it with the least invasive procedure possible.
God, that's a great point. The least invasive, which is helping this child. When I hear people say, oh, but, you know, the child just wants to be happy. Don't you want to do everything in your power to make the child happy? Yeah, but not just today. How about 20 years from now? How about building their core first? You know, their mental health has to come first. I'm really impressed by you. I'm happy for you. I know you're for all that you've gone through, Laura, it feels like you're just rocketing off into this place where you now belong and should be and can be an example to people. And I'm thrilled for you. Final thing I like to ask, what gives you hope? I know that the people who are you surrounded with, but is there anything we haven't touched on here today that gives you hope that we could be turning a corner with all of this madness?
I mean, what gives me hope is not just you know, my allies and friends and the people that have already woken up, but really just how easy it is to change minds. It's easier than one would think, because I pretty much peek every single Uber driver that I have. They'll ask me, why are you in town? And I'll just tell them straight, I'm here speaking as a patient advocate. It's very easy if you actually are honest with people and speak to them as if they're intelligent and capable of understanding these issues.
Follow her online, get her book in December, and just support her. Give us the website real quick, Laura.
So that's laurabecker.org, or you can find me anywhere at Laura Becker. I'm mostly on Twitter. Laura Becker Real is my handle.
Go get them, kid. I'm happy for you, and can't wait to read the book.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Michelle.
She is Laura Becker. She is so courageous. She is doing so much good. So I'd encourage all of you, like I always do, to be brave, do good, and we will see you next time.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.